Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I am explaining how to help multiple sclerosis, MS, with lymphatic system detoxification to reduce toxicity and inflammation. I will explain the importance of balancing the body's pH and improving lymph flow to improve circulation and natural detoxification to help you overcome an illness, lower your risk of disease, and to improve how you feel physically and mentally. For the past 23 years, I've been helping clients improve their health by optimizing their lymphatic system in a fully closed session in Scottsdale, Arizona. I am the author of An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance. I wrote my book 10 years ago explaining how when we're acidic on our body, it stops our lymphatic system from cleaning us and we fill with cellular waste. Many of the things I've talked about then, diabetes, insomnia, even acid reflux, is really due to cellular waste. Everything I wrote then is being proved now by research. For the past, if you were out of state, I definitely help people nationally and internationally, because once you understand my information, it really makes a difference. You'll know how to actually take care of your health problem. When you understand science of a lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment plant, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness or having a healthy and happy life. So what is multiple sclerosis? MS is an autoimmune disease that damages the myelin sheath that surrounds the axon of the nerve fiber. You know, it acts like insulation, the myelin sheath. The exact cause of MS is unknown, though a current medical model suggests that antibodies attack the myelin sheath, leaving bare spots or scarring that limits nerve impulses. Common early signs of MS include vision problems, tingling and numbness, pain, spasm, weakness or fatigue, balance problem, dizziness, bladder issues, sexual dysfunction, scoliosis, cognitive problems, and those are just the mild ones. The symptoms, the severity and duration can vary from person to person. Some people may be symptom-free most of their lives, while others can have severe chronic symptoms that never go away. Typical treatments include physical therapy and medications like corticosteroids, which help suppress the immune system and help with symptoms and slow disease progression. There's also plasma exchange, and this is important. It's plasmapheresis. It's a process which whole blood is separated into blood cells and plasma, the liquid part of the blood. In MS patients, the plasma contains unusually high levels of antibodies and pro-inflammatory factors that exacerbate the symptoms. And guys, that's so important to understand, that there are high levels of antibodies and pro-inflammatory factors. Plasma exchange helps remove these factors quickly and is sometimes used to help combat severe symptoms of MS. So, again, by having this plasma exchange, this plasmapheresis, they're actually reducing the levels of antibodies and pro-inflammatory factors that actually exacerbate the symptoms. So remember, the lymphatic system helps to reduce toxicity by reabsorbing cellular waste like antibodies and pro-inflammatory factors from the body and the brain. An important study in 2004 from the University of California, San Diego, the lead author, Katrina Akasalakos, Ph.D., writes, "Multiple sclerosis is a nervous system disease with vascular damage resulting from leakage of blood proteins, including fibrin, and that's important, into the brain." She goes on to say, "Our study shows that fibrin facilitates the initiation of the inflammatory response in the nervous system and contributes to nerve tissue damage in an animal model of the disease." I want to go over this again because this research is very important to understand, so I'm repeating the report's findings. Multiple sclerosis is a nervous system disease with vascular damage resulting from leakage of blood proteins, including fibrin, into the brain. Our study shows that fibrin facilitates the initiation of the inflammatory response in the nervous system. So what is fibrin? Fibrin is a protein in the body that is involved in the clotting of blood. Fibrin, when it's initiated, looks like yarn floating in the blood. It's produced to form a mesh over your wounds from trauma or surgery. And it's not just sent out a little bit just to your wound. It really almost floods your body. But it's the day-to-day trauma, the paper cut, the hitting your toe on the door jamb, hitting your head on something, or being overly acidic can really create excess fibrin in the body. So how do you reduce fibrin and blood proteins? Well, you improve the lymph-brain connection. And what is the lymph-brain connection? You hear me speak about that often. In 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. They've always said there were no lymphatic vessels in the brain. I've always worked with, for 24 years, membranes that surround the brain which have lymphatic vessels. So I've always worked with a lymph-brain connection and am very familiar with it. But in 2015, lymphatic vessels were found in the brain. That's a direct lymph-brain connection. When the lymph system is not working optimally, your body and brain can fill with cellular waste, fibrin, creating inflammation and a disease process. Now, before I tell you what you can do to help MS, let me explain how I can help you in my office for sessions of lymphopractic here in Scottsdale, Arizona. When I learned of acid alkaline balance, I've been working with the lymphatic system for 8 or 9 years, and I knew the importance of it. And the first thing I read about the lymphatic system with acid alkaline balance is that acid will, an acidic pH will stop or slow your lymphatic system. And that's what, again, makes waste build in our body. So if you're unable to come see me in Arizona for a very relaxing session, you always feel much better when you come see me. I work on the phone with people. I coach people. I make a difference in their lives nationally and internationally. So if you're not in Arizona, don't let that hold you back. I can definitely help change your life. Just contact me at ossipinskihealthacademy.com. That's ossipinskihealthacademy.com. The goal to help MS or any brain-associated health problem is to balance the pH. And pH is really whether we're acid or alkaline in our body. It's homeostasis. Our body is always trying to find balance. Unfortunately, we spend $50 billion a year on antacids, so we know, and Prilosec, PPI, so we know we're out of balance. So we have to incorporate systemic enzymes to improve circulation. They break down cellular waste in our body. They break down fibrin and other cellular waste. And then we have to manually optimize lymph flow to improve natural detoxification of blood proteins and fibrin. Again, manually optimizing the lymphatic system is so powerful. When we take supplements or medications to try and help our disease, you know, we're just hoping these things work. When we manually move the lymphatic system, we are definitely moving waste out of the body directly. So my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance, published in 2006, again, explains a missed problem of the lymph system, that we don't know that we're acidic and that it's stopping our lymph system and we're filling with cellular waste. So not only do I talk about the problem, but I give you steps to overcome the problem. And I show you 21 pictures of how to drain yourself in my book, how to manually drain your own lymphatic system so you can take charge of your health. So what can you do to personally help your MS? There are definitely simple things that you can do to have more control over it. Number one, we have to start thinking about everyday lymphatic system detoxification. We can't just think about it once in a while. It has to be more often. We have to know your saliva and urine pH. Are you acidic? Are you alkaline? Most people are acid. When your tissues are imbalanced, they give up waste more easily. So when we're acidic, we hold on to waste, and that's why there's so many problems with heavy metals and fat and things like that. So look at what foods you eat. Are they mostly acid or alkaline? You know, if you're eating wheat and even brown rice or whole wheat, it's still acid forming. And that's the biggest thing. We really have to watch, limit grains. We have to limit red meat and eat a lot more fruits and vegetables and actually eat them raw. Don't cook your vegetables so much. We need products that buffer acid in the body. We need magnesium is a very big role, and the government knows that we're deficient in magnesium. So including a few magnesium supplements really makes a difference. Baking soda. We don't think about this, but just taking a half a teaspoon of baking soda, as long as you're taking some potassium and other minerals, can really make a difference in reducing acid. And I really do like a green drink, a drink that includes a lot of vegetables, some fruits, some antibiotics, not antibiotics, some probiotics, some systemic enzymes, and some even have mushrooms that are very healthy. Now, vitamin D is really a hormone. Vitamin D is very important. Two clinical trials demonstrated that individuals with MS using vitamin D tended to have fewer relapses and less inflammation. Curcumin, the active ingredient in turmeric. Initial studies have found that curcumin could block progress of MS. In laboratory tests, mice were bred with illness resembling multiple sclerosis symptoms called EAE, experimental autoimmune encephalomyelitis, and it showed improvement. So again, curcumin reduces inflammation in the body. Omega-3, there's a lot of controversy on this. Since multiple sclerosis stems from a dysfunctional immune system, many MS scientists and doctors have become interested in the potential benefits of taking omega-3 to slow down the progression of disease. If you've been watching my Facebook LymphMan page, you'll see I put a lot on there about omega-3s and the brain, a lot of new research on that. And you can obtain omega-3s through your diet or through supplements. Again, fatty fish, cod, salmon, tuna, mackerel, sardines, anchovies, flax seeds, flax oil, nuts such as walnuts, avocados, and dark leafy greens like kale, spinach, collard greens, mustard greens. Now, daily exercise is so important, right? We don't think about it, but daily exercise is not just to build muscle. It's to move waste through your body, to move cerebrospinal fluid through your brain to help clean it up. Taking a sauna or Epsom salt baths. A recent study showed men in Finland who took 4 to 7 saunas a week had a 66% less risk of getting dementia. Again, we're not talking about dementia here, but we are talking about how to improve circulation in the brain. And taking Epsom salt baths and going into a sauna improves the heat of the body and improves circulation. We need good posture. You can't slouch all the time and not know that you're hurting your circulation. Deep breathing. Every time you take a deep breath, especially when you breathe through your nose, you're pulling from your brain. You're actually improving circulation. And really the most important thing we need to think about is lymphatic system detoxification. That's what I specialize in. When I activate the lymphatic system, and this is much more than a typical traditional lymph drainage therapy session or manual lymph drainage, I really specialize in detoxification. We get the body flow moving, and you actually feel it. When you're acidic, your body doesn't clean as well. Remember that. And when we're alkaline or imbalanced, slightly alkaline or imbalanced, our body gives up waste. So when we're working with the lymphatic system, when we're going through a detoxification, we want to take steps to change your diet, take some supplements to make yourself more alkaline. Now, in my office, I use LymphPractic. I put people through 3 to 4 weeks of lymphatic drainage, what I call LymphPractic. The first week, do one session. The second week, we do 2 to 3 sessions, depending on what they need. Most people do 2, and we do that for 2 weeks, and then we go back to 1. And during this time, we create a tsunami through your body. We make a big wave that picks up waste and fiber and other cells and fat out of your body to help it move through the process of elimination. So again, did you ever think of a tsunami? A tsunami, if you've seen it, it picks up cars, it picks up houses, and that's what we want to do. We want to create a wave through your body. Now, you can do the same thing by, again, learning how to drain yourself, self-lymphatic drainage, and that's what I teach on my site, ospinskyhealthacademy.com. But really, taking some alkalizing supplements like magnesium and potassium, taking Epsom salt baths 1 or 2 a week are really important, and taking systemic enzymes. I'm a big believer in systemic enzymes. You take them on an empty stomach because they go in and break down cellular waste. And again, there's no proof that it goes into the blood-brain barrier and past the blood-brain barrier, but through clinical trials and seeing what people, how they feel during taking systemic enzymes, we know that it helps the brain. It helps improve circulation. You have to look, are you taking medications? Many medications make us acidic, so we have to balance that. Are you drinking enough water with minerals? Water hydrates us, and it's so important in the detoxification process. If you're going through a detoxification to help a mess and you're dehydrated, it's not going to work as effectively. So again, remember my book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Balance. It is life-changing. It is still, even though it was published 10 years ago, it's still very, really needed today. This information is still missed. If you need an acid alkaline food chart to know what foods are acid or alkaline, go to my homepage, ospinskyhealthacademy.com. It's on the bottom. If I can help you understand how to help, how you feel and think, contact me at ospinskyhealthacademy.com. Next Thursday's show will be on helping concussions with lymphatic system detoxification. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, John Ospinsky. Have a balanced and joyful life.